This time on Roadkill, we're doing donuts in a Dodge Challenger.
And proving that you can take a dirt track car, run it with no gear oil, and get a fraction of the way home.
What did it prove?
That's your favorite.
This is Welcome to Zen with Mike Wilmot, and that is my favorite
this
show.
This is Welcome to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
That's just right.
You changed the title. This is Welcome to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
Welcome to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
We need more cars in it. That's all I'm saying. we need to work on a car in here. And weld things and use dig things and grind.
You know what? I never
sparks.
You know what?
I
was never really into cars. My brother loved automotives. My brother Andy was such a
I don't know how to drive, Phil. I don't own a car.
I don't own a car.
I don't know why I watch these. Yeah. I don't. There's like 57 episodes. I've watched them all.
I know.
And I don't understand what they're saying.
I know.
It's a great. Here's what they're saying.
Here they are.
Jamie and you're Julie.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
I'm trying to find them with some kind of fun stuff. And it's I don't understand the lingo.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But I love watching people actually work for a living on television because I figure they probably watch comedians.
you know
what I mean? I like people with proper jobs. I watch the gold mining. I shouldn't know the word sluice. You know? it's in my vocabulary.
What is that, like pig farming?
Sluice is a process of getting the gold out from the rock, and they do it in a sluice plant. So it's basically like panning, but on a huge mechanized scale.
So sluicing was when you sluice out a pig's
not
trough.
Sluice, sluice.
Salute. Oh, salute.
Sluice.
Oh, salute.
Yes.
I see. Yes. I'm right. Okay.
So I shouldn't have that in my vocabulary.
No, you shouldn't. I shouldn't know the words either.
But I like
I
that.
Don't have... My vocabulary is limited.
I'm not... I have 42 words.
42 words. That's, and salute is one of them.
I guarantee anybody counting now, I will use maybe 30.
Well, the thing is, just because he says the same thing over and over again. So the word salute comes up a lot, to be honest.
I'm yes.
As he tells you what it means.
I told you the other
and
night.
And he uses it.
I've got 1 hour
much
in life.
As he can.
In an act
he tries,
in life,
he tries
it's
to
1 hour.
Use it.
It's a good hour.
As much as he can.
It's well
he
edited.
Says salute.
It's getting in
a
there.
A lot.
More than a normal person.
Yeah.
More than a person that's never sluiced. You could say a sluicer would say it constantly.
I don't think a sluicer... Well, you'd have to pass me the sluicing equipment.
Yeah, get that turn on the sluice machine.
Yeah.
The sluicer.
Let's get sluicing.
Hey,
finally. Who's up for some sluicing?
And also, the whole show is an hour of them getting ready to sluice.
Because
sluicing is when you get rich.
Sluicing Solutions. That's the name of the company.
Yeah, okay. You did it again.
I don't know. You just stare at me. Same with Mike Wilmot. So... have you ever driven a car? Have you ever been in a...
When I was 16 years old, I was in my friend's car, and he was teaching me how to drive. We were up north.
Yep.
And I was going way too fast down a road. And then I thought it was a sweeping turn, but it wasn't. It was like an intersection, and I shot off the road, through a fence, and I was in a cow pasture. And cows... We're coming up to the window and looking at me like I'm the idiot.
Like you're the idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, you're the one. They can't drive.
Yeah, none of them can.
No.
At least I tried.
Well, you never know. You ever seen a cow behind a wheel?
No. I don't know why I gave it that much thought.
I don't know why you gave it that much
thought. Well, in the cartoons, probably.
Yeah.
It's
like a Gary Larson type thing.
Yeah, yeah. There would be, but funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
But funny. What's that song? Riding around in my automobile.
Run around in my automobile. Yeah, that's Chuck Berry. Heavenly moving the heart. All of those are Chuck Berrys. All of those. Ones
you
do
a great Chuck Berry. I didn't know that.
Yibbity bobbity boobity bang. He came up with that. No one did that until Chuck Berry fell down a flight of stairs with a guitar, and that was what happened. Yibbity bobbity boobity bang. And now he's worth thousands of dollars.
Thousands.
He's been ripped off by everybody.
He has, actually. I feel bad for him.
Well, that's why he's probably bitter and twisted. He's 90. Just turned 90 this year.
Wow.
And they didn't have a party.
He still drives.
He probably still
drives. Yeah, no, a friend of mine did a...
He drives along in his automobile.
That's
how he starts his car. Oh, look who's in town.
It's Chuck Berry. In his car. You know, for part of his riders, he gets a car.
And also cash. Like James Brown. They got burned so many fucking times when they were young.
He gets paid.
You had to get paid in advance in cash.
Right. And also, he goes on at the 50-minute, that the minute he steps on, his wife, of now wife, number nine, whatever it is, hits a button. And then at the 58-minute mark, she yells, 58! And he starts to bounce off backwards off stage. So he leaves the stage on the hour, at the second, at his time, and that's it. And he gets paid in cash. And then he gets in a car, which they have delivered to the airport, and leave the keys in the car. It's a Jaguar, a certain type of car, and he gets to drive that car all over. He gets paid $10 extra a mile for every mile he drives. This is true, right? For every mile he drives himself, he gets paid $10 extra. And when my friend booked him for this gig, when he got the car back, he'd take it after he'd done the gig. He went for like a 300-mile drive just in the car.
Good for him. And he probably peed on your daughter.
Oh.
He's a big pisser. He was one of those.
Peed. I think he said beat.
Oh, pee.
God, I don't know what's worse.
No, but beaten.
Beaten. Yeah, beating's worse.
Peeing peed on is humiliating. But being beaten hurts.
It would hurt.
I would much rather be
hurt.
I would rather be humiliated by Chuck Berry. At least I'd have a story. Chuck Berry peed on me.
He peed on you.
No, I wish I had that story.
Well, this is just still chances. Still 90.
If an unfamous
peeing
person.
Around in my automobile.
Yeah, but now he's 90. He could accidentally pee on
me. He probably pees on everyone.
He pees on every
piece. He pees constantly. He can't stop.
Every time he stands up. So whoever sits down next has technically been peed on by Chuck
You know,
Berry.
The other thing that's great about the Chuck Berry story, right, is that he in his rider, he have to use a certain amplifier, this one amp, and you've got to get that amplifier. But there's only two of them in existence, and he owns one of them, and the other one's on tour with.
So then he rents it out.
That's his own. Yeah, and if you can't get it, it's $1,000 fine.
I love that.
I love that.
I wouldn't want to deal with the guy. He's probably a dick, but I still like the moves.
Well, you want to pee on?
You want to
pee on Chuck Berry.
No. I don't want to pee on him.
You said you want to pee on Chuck Berry.
No. I said if he peed on me.
No. Well, you never know.
I'd have a star if you peed on. I'd have an Edinburgh. That'd be an Edinburgh.
That would be a great Edinburgh. Chuck Berry peed on me.
1 hour.
Chuck Berry peed on me. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I think we actually.
I think that, you know, there is something really calming about the Scatologicals.
Wait, was that a band?
Yeah, like, no.
It just sounds like a band. It
could be like, yeah.
The Scatologicals.
Scatologicals.
Or it'd be somebody and the Scatologicals.
They do.
Ronnie Fuckface. Ronnie Poo Eater. Ronnie Poo Eater and the Scatologicals.
Eddie Shithead.
Eddie Shithead.
Eddie Shit.
And
the Scatologicals.
And the Scatologicals. Whoa.
You know, there's a Canadian band called the...
Put your nose together and welcome to the stage.
Your nose together?
Well, you know, close your nose together.
Close your nose. Flap your nostrils.
I always wanted to have a comedian with a heart condition and have a prop guy and call him Wonky Ticker. And in order not for him to have a heart attack on stage, you can't applaud, you can't make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
That way his intro would be, please... Keep it down.
Keep it
for
down, Wonky Ticker.
And he just goes, and he just say like,
yeah, that's right. And as part of his ride, he's got to roll a carpet out on stage.
Yeah. Very, very quiet.
Any noise going on?
No, it must be quiet.
Isn't that that's not the plot to Crank 1, is it?
I don't know. I've never heard
Crank,
of that.
The movie Crank.
No, I've never seen it.
With Jason Statham.
He has to keep
his heart alive by he's being electrocuted or something. Like,
what was that movie where the Well, John Lithgow was addicted to electricity. And he kept putting cords on his tongue. It's based on a cartoon. Peter Weir was in it. It's Buckaroo Banzai.
Buckaroo Banzai. Man,
Big
oh,
Bootay.
Man. That is,
Big Bootay.
Where did that come from? Buckaroo Banzai.
That image of John Lithgow.
23rd century?
Third dimension, fifth dimension.
From the fifth dimension.
Yeah, the fifth. Yeah. Hey, there's something. Okay, I got an idea, but I'm going to ruin it by saying it.
What?
Out loud.
What?
We should play Would You Like to Ride? That's the fifth dimension.
The
fifth dimension. At the
end of the show. Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
There's a great fifth dimension versus the Four Tops. Is it the fifth dimension?
Fifth dimension and the Four Tops. Apples and oranges. Four Tops were like a groove, like the Spinners.
Oh, the Spinners. Yeah. I think it might have been Rubber Band Man.
That's like one of my favorite
songs. There's that clip of the Rubber Band Man and what was the song that the Four Tops did? Was there some?
Which one?
Well, it was with their biggest sort of hit. The one that would go together.
Da, da, da,
the
da,
two
da.
Bands are on stage together. Have you not seen that clip?
No.
The two bands on stage together?
And then it goes right into a fist fight.
Yeah, except there's five.
You stole our moves.
There's five of one and four of the other.
I was at Casino Rama in Northern Ontario, and like the four tops were there, and it was like only one top. The other three were really young guys, and one like old fucker. Like
the guy that owns the rights.
Yeah,
to the name.
Yeah.
That's like the Bay City Rollers now have a woman playing bass.
Oh, didn't they have before?
No, they're a god girl band. Oh, they're a boy band. They're a boy a band. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna find.
I remember hating them on a hill.
You hated them on a hill?
Well, on our lunch breaks, we'd all sit on the hill at school, and the girls would be swooning to S-A-T-U-R, and they all had all their pictures, and they loved them. And I was a fat kid just sitting on the hill hating them. Fuck, I hate and Dicey on.
You were just
fucker.
Jealous.
Of course.
Oh, you wanted to be, you'd rather be at the Rene Simard concert. That's where you were like, oh.
Well, no, that was a cottage thing.
Okay, here it is. Check this out.
Oh, Bernadette.
This is the Temptations versus the Four Tops. Return of the Apollo. Look at that.
So we're watching YouTube for a podcast.
Okay, well, shut up. It's just an idea.
That was ridiculous. You forgot
what you're doing. Is you're just adding to
right
the...
Right there.
You're adding
you forgot
to...
we were actually doing a podcast.
Are we doing a podcast? Are we going to use this? This is the worst podcast.
No, it isn't. I think this is the best we've got along in a long time.
I know, which
film.
Is why
I'm
it was boring.
Because I finally broke you.
No.
I finally broke you like the fucking thoroughbred you are.
No. You haven't broken me.
Yep, we started off,
I thought this was going to be an episode about cars, and all we've done, I try to...
We've never done any episode about anything.
Chuck Berry driving cars was my idea. And you took it off on some like Bay City Rollers on a hill.
No, I think it was a peeing thing. I don't know where it goes. It's I thought it was a jam. Are we jamming?
I guess so. What's that? Jam with Mike Wilmot.
The Mike Wilmot jam.
Yeah, we get all the people who make jam to listen to it.
That's more than we've got now.
No.
There's a hell of a workforce making jams and jellies.
How about Zen Jam?
Zen Jam.
Zen Jam.
No, you just want my name off of it now because you know how you are.
I'm doing it is because your name's on it. I'm not going to ever do a show without the name Mike Wilmot in the title from now on.
Well, then you'll be like that other Mike.
You heard me here. I'm going to stick to that. And let's get up your help.
That name has done nothing for me. So you are more than welcome to have it.
Oh, look, there is a fight. I was going to show you, but it doesn't matter. Look, the fist fighting. Never mind. Can't look. Don't look.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
You try to peek.
I did try to peek.
Don't go. I'm watching a fight between.
So you're gonna. I'm gonna talk to myself.
They're singing. Papa's a Rolling Stone. There's a fist fight.
Papa's a Rolling Stone.
One of the Four Tops. Oh look, he's got the big guy.
I know it's on pause.
There's the guy in the Four Tops got the other guy in the headlock.
Yeah, I don't believe.
Would the Four Tops be the blue?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The four tops seem
like a good idea to do.
I just want to know if the spinners are the same as the Detroit spinners.
Yes, they were.
Were they?
Rubber Band Man.
Yeah, Rubber. That's a great tune.
There must have been a spinners in another state. There must have been the Mississippi spinners.
Those guys were maniacs.
Yeah, they couldn't stop spinning.
The Mississippi spinners? That's a juicy thing to say.
The Mississippi spinners.
Yeah, they didn't get a lot of radio play.
No.
You had to be a seasoned DJ to introduce the Mississippi spinners.
What would be the worst name possible? The welcome to the. The Minnesota Toyota.
Well, I think you're going to have to give that more thought, Phil. I think you might.
We need writers, Mike.
We need writers, Phil.
Oh, that hurts.
I'm winging it.
That hurts. You are winging it.
I am.
On a wing and a prayer, Mike. But no particular place to go.
With no particular place to go.
But nothing particular to say.
Does that whole song just keep doing that?
Yes, it does.
The whole
He's the king of rock and roll.
And
yes,
he pees on someone and he gets a brand new car. What the fuck am I doing wrong?
None of those things.
I wanted my wife to pee on.
But it sounds a lot like one of your jokes.
I've got that kind of delivery.
You do.
And here is my wife. Yeah.
And I would laugh at the things you just said.
It does work.
Makes me laugh. I'm laughing.
I know.
I'm sure people listening to this podcast will laugh.
No one's laughing.
They are laughing.
No one's laughing.
They're smiling.
They're confused.
They're not.
They should be.
They are.
They're going to be.
They will be. Sorry, turn it off just briefly.
Why'd you turn it off?
I don't know.
You thought it was over?
Yeah.
You just have to do that, and then we'll move on to something else.
Okay. Well,
wasn't that the whole
that's
point?
That's what we know about cars. A little bit. What's your favorite car?
My favorite car?
Yeah.
I don't have one because I don't know anything about cars. So I my favorite car is the one my wife drives me around all over the place.
Okay, that's a good favorite
car. Yeah, I've bought many cars. I helped pay for many cars over my life that my lovely wife drives me everywhere.
Careful.
We went across America twice in the Toyota.
And you made her drive the whole way.
I don't know how to drive.
You made her drive
she
the whole way.
It.
She loved it.
She pretended she loved it.
She hated you for that. She high-fived me every 10 minutes. Yeah, exactly. She was trying to slap you, and you kept putting your hand up to stop her.
You don't know.
She was like reaching over to smack your face.
My wife is you.
You held your hand.
My wife loves me.
You high-fived.
And she drove, and we went all the way to Hollywood.
And she hated
it. We had
she wanted to come home immediately.
I've got pictures on my phone of the happiest woman in the world of her.
Well, when she arrived.
She loves driving.
When she finally got there.
She adores driving.
And what'd she do for a living?
She was doing 12-hour days.
She drives cab.
She was doing
12 hours. If she loved driving that much, she'd be a tree of trucker.
She,
you made your wife drive 12 hours a day?
No, she didn't.
Yeah, you did.
She tried
to slap
you. I'm not going
to
do this cheap fucking argument. If we're going to argue, we will really argue.
No, why? That's
she
not fun.
She loved it.
Don't argue with me.
12 hours in one day. And then we had a contest to find the cheapest motel.
I'm going to ask her.
And it was, go ahead.
I'm going to ask her.
Skype her.
I'm not going to Skype her. I'm going to ask her.
You go ask her.
Yeah,
she loved it.
I'm going to get her on the next episode.
Okay.
We're going to ask her.
She loved it.
We're going to ask
her. I'll show you pictures after this
podcast. Your wife loves driving you around.
She loves it.
She loves it. She's never complained.
When I do the Just for Laughs, they offer me a train ticket or a flight.
Yep.
She will.
You make your wife.
She
you save us. The money. You take the money and you make your wife drive.
She,
do you pay her?
She gets all the money.
Oh,
pay
sure.
Her. She's got everything.
Yeah, right.
Everything.
She's got everything.
Everything. All goes to her. Whatever I can pilfer out, I pilfer out. But she gets a majority of it.
Pilfer out from your wife.
Well, it's my money.
You make her drive 12 hours and then you pilfer out.
You've met Myrna.
I've met Myrna.
I can't make that woman do anything. There's not a human being alive that can make my fucking wife do anything she doesn't want. No, her mom. Her mom.
There's no one that could do anything that she wants.
And even then, it's a fight, and there's sparks. No, God damn it. No way. I love you, Myrna. She's not listening. Why did I do that? She would never listen to this.
She's listening.
No.
She's behind you.
She hears it.
She hears it.
We've been together 30 years. I can hear her. See, I can hear her now. She's in there all the time.
Yeah.
That's what happens. It doesn't, that sounds all. Some people think that's romantic. No, it's like psychosis.
If she finds out that you've been pilfering money, will she be angry?
No, she knows. I mean, from my credit card, I'm buying bottles of wine or taking a cab now and then. She knows.
You don't drink, do you?
No, not that much. Not today.
Mm-hmm. Riding along in my automobile. My baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio. With no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile. I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. She leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose. Still trying to get her belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.